Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
From Las Vegas, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm only here on a layover. Don't get too excited. The Nassau cruise port broke its own one-day visitor record three times over the past month. The Bahamian port welcomed 25,279 cruise passengers from six ships on December 28th. Then just over 100 more cruisers that arrived on January 5th. On January 8th, 26,393 guests arrived on six more ships, which included the largest cruise ship in the world, Wonder of the Seas. Since the beginning of 2023, Nassau has already welcomed over 150,000 cruise passengers. The port is expecting to break its own annual record of cruise passengers this year, a record that was last set in 2019 at 3.85 million. And Norwegian Cruise Line has canceled a month of sailings on Norwegian Joy so the ship can go into dry dock. Cruises from January 6th of next year through February 10th have been canceled. In an email to book guests, the line said that the ship would, quote, be undergoing a revitalization. Four cruises are impacted, including two 15-night Panama Canal voyages, a 5-night Mexican Riviera sailing, and a 7-night Western. Guests who are impacted are receiving a full refund plus a 10% future cruise credit. The first scheduled cruise for Norwegian Joy following the dry dock is a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise from Port Miami. And finally, Holland America Line will be offering two special cruises out of San Diego, perfectly positioned for a viewing of the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Zandam will depart on a 14-night voyage on March 30th and will be in Mazatlan on the eclipse day, while Koningsdam will be operating a 22-night voyage departing April 5th, which will be spending the day at sea during the eclipse. The voyage will visit ports in Mexico and Hawaii before ending in Vancouver. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 3.5%, 10.88. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 64.16. And Norwegian up 2.4%, 16.00. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Vegas, in front of the Luxor. A lot happening here all the time. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.